My name's Cody Cornelius. I'm a commercial agronomist here in northern Missouri. So I basically cover Highway 70 north to Iowa and across the state east to west, and basically help deliver new hybrids from R&D to the field level.
I want to talk about the season. 2018 growing season, pretty interesting, especially in the area that you cover, Cody. If you take that thing from east to west, it was a terrifically variable season. Tell me what you saw.
Yeah, Tom, you took the words right out of my mouth with the word you used there, variable, because it was extremely variable. We experienced a lot different amounts of rainfall as you go from the western side of the state across to the east. And you could drive 5 miles and the yield differences would be, you know, a lot different. And a lot of that just has to do with how much rainfall we got, and somewhat to do with soil productivity in certain areas as well. But it was extremely variable. And the biggest cause for that was largely to do with differences in rainfall, like I mentioned earlier. So it can make it very challenging to sift through products as you have all that variability.
Of course. You said soil productivity there. Expand on that a little bit. What happened there?
Well, just some of your deeper soils and your soils that are able to hold water better and exchange water to those plant roots, they can make it through some of that dry weather a little more effectively. But even in some areas with great soils, we were so dry and were never able to replenish that soil profile. But even in those areas, we had below average yields. So sometimes even the best soils can't stand up to a year that's as dry as 2018 was.
But I'll offer this, Cody. I talked to growers who were not, of course, up to their usual yields, mainly because of the amount or the lack of rainfall during the season. But here's what they were amazed, however, that hybrids yielded as they did. And they cite the amount of technology. They said these hybrids, our yields would not have been what they were this year had this severe drought happened a few years ago. And they cite how far hybrids have come. What do you say about that?
I've definitely heard the same thing, and a lot of people would agree with you on that point and agree with several of those growers. You know, even with extremely below average rainfall this year, you know, we had some yields that were not near our expectations, but they were still much better than we thought they'd be. You know, guys that were definitely expecting yields below 100 bushels per acre, you know, might have had yields around 120 to 140, and they were very surprised by that. And yes, it doesn't meet their yield goal or maybe the amount they had invested into that crop, but it was sure nice to be surprised a little bit as you got into those fields. And I definitely accredit it to good hybrids and the amount of research that's going into a lot of these products for being able to maintain that level. And a lot of credit can go to the farmers, too, for just adopting some more modern practices, you know, no-till practices or reduced tillage, and a lot of those practices sure help with that whole scenario as well.
I would think that a lot is learned through a season like this. What are the key learnings from the 2018 growing season?
Absolutely. You can learn a tremendous amount with having a lot of variability, you know, and you can, certain areas that were very dry, you know, we were definitely able to see what had the most stress tolerance and specifically drought tolerance in those areas. And so that's probably the biggest thing for us, was just being able to really tell what are those hybrids that can withstand some extremely dry conditions and still maintain some good agronomics such as late season intactness in those really dry areas when we were totally burnt up and the plant was depleted of everything it had just to make the yield that it did. You know, how did it withstand that? We learned a lot about that. You know, we hadn't had a year like this in quite a while here in Missouri. And so, you know, really since 2012, we hadn't had a really dry, stressful year. And so some of the new hybrids that have come out since then, we were able to see just how they fit into a year like this and how they perform. And so a lot of it was just evaluating that stress tolerance and really separating those products based on drought tolerance and stress tolerance.
Cody, what can you tell growers about selecting the right hybrid for 2019 in this case?
You know, one thing I would say is when you do have a year that's as variable as 2018 was, you do need to work really closely with your seed dealer, because they're the ones attending the meetings and working closely with their reps within the company that know, you know, a tremendous amount about these products, and they work with these products a lot. And sometimes, you know, on your own farm, you can have so much variability in a year like this that it can make things look very different than they should in a normal year. So take what you learned on your farm and sort of bounce it off of your local seed dealer, your agronomist, and your rep, to make sure that what you saw on your farm is what they're seeing across a broader area. Because a lot of times, you know, those hybrids that will perform really well across a broad area are the ones you want to plant on your own farm. And so just work closely with them and make sure that you kind of take that yield data and run it through that local seed dealer.
Specifically, Cody, what are some of the hybrids that Missouri farmers should consider?
Yeah, so from Mycogen Seeds, MY12G35 and MY13C17 were both hybrids that stood out really well this year. MY12G35 is a hybrid that's done really well for us the past couple years in some very high yielding years, but it also withstood the drought this year very, very well. And then MY13C17 is a brand new product for us last year. So this was our second year of commercial sales, and it had a very good year, very excellent drought tolerance, and the ability to be planted at some lower plant populations, which might be of interest after a year like 2018, as guys are looking to maybe bring that population back a little bit on some of their lower yielding acres. It fits that really well with a full flex year. So those are some of the highlights from Mycogen for 2018. Sometimes years like this, when it comes to separating products and how things performed, it can be really challenging because, you know, sometimes you're just so dry that should you really, you know, when you start getting yields below 100 bushels anymore, it's hard to feel like that information is very reliable and it's going to be useful in a normal year. And so it was a unique year.
Cody, a lot of growers were forced to chop their corn by July. They just weren't going to get much yield out of it. But what are the consequences that may not be thought of immediately about chopping a crop?
One thing that definitely comes to mind is just the fertility implications. And so when you remove the whole plant instead of just the kernel, you're removing a lot more nutrients from that acre. And as a result, you need to come back with higher rates of fertilizer. That's one thing to consider. It can be a good option to chop that corn, and especially if you have cattle in your operation. But you do need to consider when it comes fall and comes time to put fertilizer on, that you will be needing to put higher rates of fertilizer back on that acre as a result.